I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Across five crumbled cities in Turkey and Syria, the earthquake death toll is still rising. We know now, as of last press time, over 20,000 people have died. Mike Bettino, COO of Global Catalytic Ministry, says they have three teams providing rescue support and emergency aid.
Of course, the first thing is to assess, what is the Lord saying? Where should we focus our efforts? All three teams separately heard the Lord say Antioch. So they are all going there separately. This specific city, there's no aid or effort going on in the city. It's all the aid is going to other cities. So we are going to be focusing our efforts in the city of Antioch.
GCM hopes that providing aid will open disciple-making opportunities in a closed country. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And supporters from around the world gathered recently to applaud a Transworld Radio milestone. 45 years after its first radio broadcast, TWR India celebrates biblical content in 150 languages. More than 1,000 people attended the get-together, including TWR's Lauren Libby.
To put biblical content into 150 languages is truly a landmark situation, and we had a big party.
Other guests included local and regional partners, church leaders, donors, and representatives from the 150 language groups.
It's rather inspiring to sit there, and you look out across the audience, and I thought, this is really the book of Revelations when it talks about every tongue, every nation coming together. And that's a microcosm of what it's going to be like when the Lord calls everyone into his presence.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.